Thank you, everyone. Well, Peter Sagal, as we've said before, is on vacation this week. We think he's on a taxpayer-funded vacation in Spain with his daughter, Malia. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi there. You are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hey.
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 What's your name, young lady?
Zappin.
Hi. My name's Caitlin Fallahy, and I'm calling from San Clemente, California.
Nice. What do you do out there in San Clemente?
Not much. I just moved back with my parents, so I'm just, like, surfing and having a good summer.
Listen, do not feel bad about that. That sounds like a good old time you're having out there. It's nice to have you with us, Caitlin. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is your topic?
What happens in Vegas can't even happen in Vegas anymore.
Caitlin, Las Vegas is a reliable destination for anyone seeking decadence and discretion. But this week we learned things may be changing out in Sin City. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about the shifting sands in Las Vegas. If you choose the true story, you will win Carl's voice on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. First up, it's Roy Blunt, Jr.
It may be the quintessence of glitz, but Las Vegas is part of the global economy. So far this year, the city's casinos have handled 18% less lucre than last year. When dreams of avarice collide with fiscal realities, what is a little oasis in the desert to do? Change its name, says local talk show host Chad Pepler. Too many people think of Las Vegas as Lost Wages Nevada, said Pepler. That concept today is off-putting to the hybrid family fund slash high roller market our town has uniquely created. Vegas invokes victory, viva, Elvis, and Anne Margaret. Las suggests loss, loser, and lousy. So, let's lose the loss. Let's officially be just plain Vegas. The first caller who called in said, I've got a better idea. Why don't we all give up meat and become Las Vegans?
All right, from Roy Blunt Jr., a story of Las Vegas, taking off the loss and shortening the name to just Vegas. Your next story of changes afoot in Vegas comes from Paula Poundstone.
If you think Las Vegas, you think gambling. You think James Bond. You think dancing girls with thick makeup, huge cleavage, and feather boas. You think bright lights and smoky back rooms. You think drugs, corruption, cheating, and big, big breasts. You think Lady Luck and Bugsy Malone. You think of that movie Casino with that god-awful scene of Joe Pesci being beaten to death with a baseball bat. Yet the Las Vegas City Council is now about to consider an ordinance banning hula hoops on the Fremont Street Plaza. Councilman Stavros Anthony, part of a two-councilman committee that reviewed the bill this week and voted to recommend its consideration by the full board, defends his position, saying, these aren't little hula hoops, they're big hula hoops. Have you seen Casino?
From Paula Poundstone, a story about hula hoops leading to the downfall of Las Vegas. All right, Caitlin, your last story of something new in Sin City comes from Charlie Pierce.
In an attempt to increase their business nationally and internationally, the main casinos along the Las Vegas strips have joined in a year-long promotion called Bet on Vegas in Vegas, aimed at young men who come to the city for bachelor weekends. The wives and sweethearts back home can bet on a series of over-under bets on what their significant others will do in the course of a weekend. These include drinks taken, miles walked, take the under on that one, and money lost or won in each individual game. Proposition bets will also be available, such as who will vomit first. Participants must agree to monitoring by casino staff. Bets will be placed through special BlackBerries sent to the homes of the participants' fiancés. We even had some offers from the brothels from out of town. Propositions, as it were, said Ron Berillion, director of gaming services at the MGM Grand. We turned them down because we thought the people, right or wrong, or one way or the other, would just lie.
All right, Caitlin, let's review. You've got gambling on people's naughty behavior from Charlie Pierce. You've got the hula hoop scourge story from Paula Poundstone. And from Roy Blunt Jr., Las Vegas shortening their name and hopefully improving their luck. Which one do you think is real?
Wow. They all sound kind of ridiculous. But I think I'm going to go with Paula.
Okay, so Paula's story about the banning of hula hoops. That's your answer.
I'll try it.
All right. There's a smattering of applause here, but let's find out the correct answer. Now, we spoke to a member of the Las Vegas City Council who clued us in.
These aren't exactly regular hula hoops. These are absolutely huge hula hoops. That's why we're going to ban them.
Huge hula hoops. That was Stavros Anthony, city councilman in Las Vegas. Congratulations, Caitlin. You got it right.
Yeah, thank you.
Good work. You earned a point for Paula Poundstone, and you've won our prize. Carl Castle will be reading the greeting on your answering machine.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for playing.
Have a good one.
Well done. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing. All those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun.